Good afternoon. Welcome to House Seats Presents, your live look at entertainment. We're just having way too much fun already. Dancing again with our intro music, which is so much fun.
I laugh every time. I love it. That song is amazing.
And you know who wrote it?
Vince.
Vincent Verderame. We talk about it every time. We're giving you plugs every single time. Actually, we just had our show this last Wednesday, the Sinatra show, and Vincent was the musical director. He let me know that the voice, he said, do you know who that voice is sampled in there? And I said, no, that's a lot of guesses for me. I thought maybe his wife, Maggie, because she's a singer, I thought maybe he put her on there.
I didn't know that Maggie sang.
Maggie's a singer. Maggie's a really good singer.
Get on it, Vince.
Yeah.
Bring her into the show.
Bring her. Hey, this is the one to ask right here. This is the one to say. So it's actually Bette Midler.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, the divine messiah.
I know. I didn't know he sampled her in there. I thought that was pretty awesome. So congratulations to you. We have a nice little house out here, too.
Woo!
And it's actually all House Seats today. Today we are officially House Seats Presents House Seats. So we have Nerd out in the audience. Just yell, hey.
Hey.
And we have Eiler, who you remember from our first episode.
Hi, everybody.
Hello. And now we have Andrew Wright here. He has a title.
His full name is Andrew.
Well, I know. I feel bad because he's in my phone as Andrew Wright, you know, because I had another Andy at one point and then I got confused and I've emailed Andy, meaning to email you. So it's happened a couple of times, not that coordinated at times. So, as you know, and you've watched the show, we've done a weekend roundup of what we've done. And obviously, it's what we've done together because Andy here has directed the fourth installment of our set list, which we've talked to you about on the last few episodes. Of the main event, the Sinatra celebration. His official 100th birthday would have been, I think it was Saturday night or Sunday night. Was it last night? I think it was Saturday night. And there were a lot of things going on in town. Yeah, there was a ton of stuff people were doing. There was another Sinatra show that we got to watch on, I think I watched it on PBS. It was a really, really good documentary about Sinatra's life.
It's been everywhere.
Yeah.
There have been afternoons, late nights, evenings. It's been awesome to see Vegas really come together and pay tribute to, I mean, he really put it on the map.
So, you know, one of the things that's really interesting for us is, you know, I'm getting ahead of myself on why you chose the album, specifically the main event, but for our fourth installment of the set list, we did at the Foundation Room at Mandalay Bay.
Yes.
Amazing, awesome. Amazing venue. I mean, you can't get better than the view. They actually did it in what is the restaurant normally. It has gold leaf on the ceiling.
Yeah, I don't want to be that guy that's like the ambiance, but it was just such a unique experience as being used to being in theaters and showrooms and things like that.
Yeah.
To be able to take such a unique environment and create such an awesome, intimate ambiance, and you're just looking out over one of the most beautiful views of the strip.
Let's actually take a little look at sort of so the audience can get an idea of what the venue looked like. I know we're going to probably look at set this up for you. It's Brandon Nix.
Yes.
Doing My Way.
Love us some Brandon Nix.
We'll take a listen there.
My final curtain.
Oh, he's given eyes immediately. Look at that.
My friends.
Big time.
I'll say it clear. I'll say my claim, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I've traveled each and every highway. Much more than this, I did it my way.
What a clean voice he has.
Brandon is, I love Brandon Nix. You saw him on here and he's so genuine, but he's such one of the easiest people I have ever worked with. We've probably done about 15 to 20 projects together in the last couple 5 years alone.
He mentioned how versatile he's been used in all our House Seats shows.
Oh, it's incredible. And the one demand he's ever had is don't make me be the white guy. That was in his rider for Smokey Joe's. I don't want to be the white guy.
Well, he was Thriller. He did the song Thriller in the last
one. No, he's just such a pleasure to work with. But but that, and watching it up close, I was a little bit farther away live. You can see how genuine that was. If you guys, I don't know how much that he got into it in the show, but mm-hmm. That's the last thing he saw and did with his father was that song.
Yeah.
So to be able to stand and deliver and put all of that into a song is it's very rare that you see someone who can actually do it, because most of the people will have that and then they get about two bars in and then they can't do it.
They can't do it, right. Yeah. So, yeah, and he did come on and speak about that. In fact, I hope his mom's watching. She's a regular watcher now.
Love you, Ava.
Love you. She is so fun, but he delivered a powerful performance, and my dad was actually there with me.
Yeah.
And he was going to leave because it started late. We started about 11 o'clock. My dad was a trooper, but I said, you can't leave until my friend Brandon comes out and does My Way, because it has a special meaning. And he did talk about that. And my dad was tearing up right next to me.
Yeah.
And
well,
you know,
that's a rule for any show. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to blow sunshine up Brandon's ass, but like, he delivers every time.
Yeah.
And it's always different and it's always good. Even when people are like, really? Brandon's going to do that one? And then he gets up and just blows it out of the park.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You should not leave until Brandon sings. Yeah. It's kind of a rule to go by.
And that's why you've given him all the big numbers in the shows, isn't it?
Well, this one had the connection. But yeah, I mean, like, it's one of those, like, he could write me and say, I'd like to sing any song, you name it. It could be Gangster's Paradise, and it would be amazing.
Oh, yeah. And
he actually did.
He told me he was in a rap
group. And he's really, really good. Like, that, we were doing the Who's Tommy, so he's singing all rock.
Okay.
And he's like, hey, do you want to come down and come down to Carnival Court? And I knew Lissa, so I was like, yeah, we'll go down. He's like, well, I'm not singing, I'm rapping. So we're like, okay. It was really good. Like, it was unbelievable. It's just transformative as to how he presents himself on stage and what he does.
Yeah, he said it was that hidden talent that sort of became exposed.
The dude can spit.
Yeah.
That's no question. It's really, really good.
There you go. You can spit. You're versatile. We're going to talk a little bit more about Brandon and about performers in a second after we finish.
I want to talk about Brandon.
Well, I know. Brandon, come back on. Where are you right now? He was at DW yesterday having brunch, so I knew where you were yesterday. We're going to talk a little bit more about performers and how you've sort of, got the performing group to sort of rally around you and the set list and anything else that House Seats has going on. After a couple of things we're going to talk about in the show community, one of the biggest reasons why this was even started, the set list and House Seats Presents, was to keep that talent local as shows come and go. And I was surprised that Brandon had, come here and stayed here even after We Will Rock You and whatever closed before he got into Rock of Ages, keeping the talent pool here in Vegas. And one of the big news pieces that just came out literally yesterday, day before, is, the director of Jubilee, Fluff LeCocq. She passed away at 92 years old. And the show has been given the curtain to go February 11th after 34 years in Las Vegas. It's really sad.
It's sad on just in the, I think people in Las Vegas in general underappreciate what they have.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
For something to, like, Cats didn't run for 34 years. You know, like, this is incredible to have, especially something so unique. Mm-hmm.
And quintessentially Vegas.
And humongous. The sustainability of a show that humongous is ridiculous to really, when you're on the directing and producing standpoint, when you look at that show, you're like, how on earth could it go?
Yeah.
But it's great. It's sad to see it go. But at the same time, it's one of those, like, Lou Gehrig had to go. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to let those amazing things remain amazing, because you don't want them to be the old Ric Flair flapping around on the mat that people are like, I remember when Ric Flair was awesome, and now it's just embarrassing.
Right.
Like,
everybody goes at their high point.
It's great for Jubilee to bow out, and it's sad to see it, but now we can in 10 years be like, do you remember how amazing that spectacle was?
Oh, absolutely. Well, the amount of crystals and feathers,
right,
which they actually talk about. You can actually, if they still do it, you can actually do the backstage tour, and I hope they continue to do it before it closes. And I'm sure it'll end up in a museum. I mean, those costumes are very expensive, very heavy, and very quintessentially Vegas. I mean, it is the sort of last real Vegas show that's been there. I mean, when they closed Tropicana, Follies Bergère, that was an era gone as well. And, I think I saw the show probably about 2 years ago. You know, the whole Titanic sinking theme and all of that. And how many perform? I'm still shocked at the very end. If you've never seen it, spoiler alert, sorry.
The Titanic sinks.
The Titanic does sink in the show. sorry. But the amount of people that come down this big stairwell, how many costumes are involved and how many people just come out for the grand finale, like the old, Ziegfeld Follies or whatever idea that was based on coming down in that aspect, really shows, Vegas at its very best.
Yeah. Coming from, I didn't see it till I had been here for quite a while, and I was working at Cirque when I went to see it. Mm-hmm. And so at that point, you get a little desensitized.
Right. And you've seen everything.
Yeah. It's hard to be shocked. Mm-hmm. And after a while of that finale, I was like, holy crap. Like that, the show, I saw the scope of it and that it was old school. So to be that scope in old school was impressive. Yeah. But to see the number of people, the sheer masses in that show, it was the only thing I equated it to is I'm in upstate New York. They have the Mormon pageant that they do up on Hill Cumorah, mm-hmm, which is like the Osmonds are chorus members. Like it's so big. It's beyond big. It's bigger than towns, the size of the cast. But other than something like that, I've never seen and probably will never see something like what Jubilee was able to present to an audience.
Right. And so, you know, in the performers' lives and where they go beyond this, like dancers, obviously, maybe you'll create a set list show or a House Seats Presents show around dancing to see if we can capture some of this talent. And we'd love for you to come on here. We will invite any performer, all of you. You can stand around here and do a number for the show. And interesting enough, I'm still trying to get my Matt Goss friend on the show. Matt was also on Jubilee at one point. He did a little.
I did not know that.
I read that. So Matt, clearly you must come on. The clock is ticking. Yeah, so I think, you know, one of the things that, and we roll into Sinatra, we talk about that now, we talk about the set list and the talent pool that is now coming together. Also, tonight celebrates the two-year anniversary of Mark Chinook and the Monday's Dark. He's done a great job.
Yes.
Monday's Dark!
I can't clap that dude enough.
Yeah, he's awesome. So he's orchestrated a lot. There's a huge giveaway, including House Seats memberships and DW gift certificates and a whole myriad of things that
they've
come together.
Genuine Stormtrooper helmets from the movie.
Oh my gosh. Like, are they really?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. But in case you don't know what Monday's Dark is, this is an individual who has no reason to do this other than to be an amazing person. Mark plays Lonnie over in Rock of Ages, who's the narrator. It's a really fun gig, and a lot of people would have come into town, taken that gig, and had a great time, done a great job, been the man about town partying. Mm-hmm. And what Mark does instead is Mark does that and uses that forum to generate Monday's Dark, which once a month on a Monday, they have a different charity partner every month and they do different shows of different themes. And then they have these big anniversary bashes that help multiple charities. But it goes to that, the great quote from Spider-Man is with great power comes great responsibility.
That's absolutely
and being
true.
A star in Las Vegas, you have so much weight, much more than most cities, mm-hmm. And most opportunities. And he from jump was like, I want to do this. Like he wanted to help people and use it. And it's really rare. People will agree to do things, but they never want the amount of work that goes into putting things on.
Is right.
Like nobody understands the behind the scenes. And he puts in more work behind the scenes than he does on stage in Rock of Ages.
Like right.
My hats are off to someone like that. That's such an impact that's immeasurable in energy, in awareness, in money, in everything. So we need more Marks.
Yeah. And he's sort of the master of ceremonies of the show.
Yes.
How it runs.
Yeah.
So it's tonight at the Hard Rock.
Yeah.
2 year anniversary of that. I'm sure it'll be a sellout crowd there for Mark. So congratulations to you on 2 years of that.
That's awesome job.
So we're into our first year of the set list. So I want you to tell everybody how you came up with the set list and how, and a little bit of your background. I think one of the things that Andrew has done as well as Mark started Ragtag Entertainment as well and has done shows up and down the strip and off strip at Green Valley Ranch when they had Ovation there for a while. That's where I saw Rent that you guys did over there. Was awesome cast.
Yeah.
Really good talent pool you're pulling
from. We started Ragtag with that mentality of the great responsibility. And it was not just helping charities, but educating. We did a lot where we started before we were in any showrooms. We were in cafeterias and things going out and bringing poetry, bringing jazz, bringing musical theater, and introducing schools and kids to the different genres. So I was a problematic youth. I got in a lot of trouble and new sports and went on a trip to, so that I didn't have to go to school, went on a field trip to go see Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, wow.
And turned to the chaperone. I was like, this is what I'm doing with my life. Like Colm Wilkinson blew me away the way he could just hold that audience in the palm of his hand and get them to do anything.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like it and felt anything like that for the first time. Mm-hmm. And I knew that was what I needed to do and performed for years and made the transition into directing and producing. And it was that we need to give kids that because I would not have, had I not gone on that trip, I would not be doing theater at all. I'd still be a little white guy trying to be in the NBA or something like that. I would not be doing this. So I wanted to make sure that there were kids. I was lucky enough to be able to go. My friends who would have benefited from going weren't able to go on the trip, weren't exposed, and did not get to have that impact. So that's why, be it dance, poetry, instrumental, you name it, performance-wise, something will speak to everyone. Not everything is going to speak to everyone, but someone's going to find that connection and be able to get, it could be a kid who hates speaking in public but can drum his face off and work out that angst. And it's important to let them know that that's there for them.
That's absolutely true.
So that's where we started Ragtag, and people started asking us to perform bigger and bigger venues. And that's when we were like, well, people are paying us to do, people will pay to see these things. Why not allow that money that they're paying to go help someone? Mm-hmm. So it's triply helpful. It's educational and it's helping charities. So we got different charity partners from around the Valley, and a huge place that was instrumental was the Liberace Museum when that was still open.
It was there. That's right. They had that performance venue back there with the piano.
Beautiful. And it had his piano, and that was their final year. We had a residency and did shows. It was so much fun. Really neat experiences. Got to do the music from the Phantom sequel before.
I think I came to that one too.
It was cool. Like I wrote Andrew Lloyd Webber's People and was like, can we use our Phantom cast and sing those songs since it's only in London? Mm-hmm. And they sent it. They were like, yeah. Wow. So we had our Christine with Christy Holden and Kristen Satterwhite singing.
I did come to that, yeah.
It was really cool to hear that music for the first time and get to present that live, but always helping someone when you have the opportunity. And that was fitting in with making the transition from Cirque into Houseys was a very smooth transition of like-mindedness of, we have a forum to help, so let's do that.
We're a small group at Houseys. That's why we're all here right now. All four of us that run Houseys are in this room. If you're watching,
this is why no one's answering your emails.
This is why for the next half hour, no one's on your emails. No shows are added right now, so it's okay. Well, they might be.
Eiler's actually
typing
right now.
I mean, I think when you and Eiler would tell you this too when he was on here, and Nerda, who's been with us for a long time as well. You know. And you've just celebrated a year anniversary with us too.
Absolutely.
Eiler, it took like several interviews. I mean, we take a long time to cultivate because it's an area which I know I've been a thorn in his side at some points about like performance, because it's an area we've never done. Yet when we've been around for 10 years and we just celebrated the 10th anniversary this year, is the fact that, you know, getting in the producing world, now that we know what people like, what they want, but also keeping that talent pool and adding in our House Cares charity partners in there.
Yeah.
I think when I came and saw Rent at Ovation, it was for Golden Rainbow.
Yes.
And it was pretty much sold out.
Yeah.
I mean, there was
500 people a night in that place.
Yeah. I came two times and it was packed both times, and it was such good talent. And then, yes, I did. It was Philip Fortenberry on the piano when you guys did the Phantom thing. Then I was there, at the Liberace Museum, which was a great venue. That's now gone. But and I think that's why we're talking about the talent pool and what we have on the horizon as well. And we have a couple other things that we're going to talk about in the next little minutes here as well. As you see, why I'm dressed in, you know, superhero best here, pajamas. Other than the fact that I had a long night last night.
Why I would have worn my superhero stuff had I known.
You know. I looked around what time it was, and I thought, it's okay to still be in pajamas at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Monday when it's freezing cold outside. But why we have superheroes here as well is to lead into another one of Andy's passions, is obviously his children, but also wrapped around his daughter, Ava. And these are the Avengers, I'm told. These are the real Avengers, I'm told, yes. I didn't want to get mixed up with my DC comics and my and the Avenger buddies, so... We have obviously Thor. We brought Thor's. We're strong enough to wield this. You know, what did it just say?
It said to me, Mjolnir, but it sounded like an old Mel Blanc voice
in the headset. It's gonna sound something really different. So we're gonna take a quick break because we're actually first we'll talk to you first, and then we'll bring on Ava. We'll bring on his daughter Ava. We want to talk about why you started Ava's Avengers. Why, and we'll talk a little bit to her about why she chose superheroes. But tell us a little about Ava and what's so special about Ava.
Ava is a unique character. Ava has a condition. It's called Chiari malformation, and there's Chiari and syringomyelia, and they are not widely publicized or known conditions. It's to kind of put it, if this is your skull and this is your brain sits way down deep in your skull, and it to the point of your brainstem and the neurological function are affected. Mm-hmm. It can block spinal cord flow, fluid flow. It causes a lot of issues. And hers was very, very pronounced. So she didn't have a lot of symptoms. She was having a lot of pain and headaches. And at the time, it was kind of funny because it was like a very old dog where she would just tip over sometimes and things mm-hmm. like that, mm-hmm. Where you felt bad, but at the same time, it was endearing. She was little. But it was... her symptoms were not as severe, but her situation was, because they were like neurological function could cease because there's so much pressure on her brainstem. So she could just stop breathing in the middle of the night, things like mm-hmm. that. So she had to go in and have brain surgery when she was 4 down at the Los Angeles Children's Hospital, which is just forever to me, one of the most amazing places in the world. And they had to remove part of her skull and her top vertebrae to create more room. And there's varying levels of what they will do with the surgeries. Sometimes they will cauterize the tonsils of the cerebellum because they, at this point, they still don't know what they do. The brain's, in case you're not aware, the brain's a mystery still in this mm-hmm. day and age of science where we can clone things. The brain is the one map that we have not decoded yet.
Completely, yeah.
So they do what they can, and they have the top people in the world like looking into this and researching it. And the things that when they research, it's great progressions. But it's still no answers. And hers, if even just looking like the back of her head, her little scar, you could barely see it. You'll see some in other areas that had it after hers, and it looked like they were opened with a chainsaw. Huge wow. scar, where it's just, that's the advance in medicine in that little bit of a jump.
Right.
So it's a very important cause. And a lot of adults are finding out that they have it and didn't know because it's very new. So Randall Keith from Showstoppers, when we were working together on Les Mis, his sister, who had symptoms like Ava's, found out she had Chiari through Randall being aware of Ava and knowing her, saying, hey, have this looked into. This sounds very similar. Ended up being a 60-year-old and having been suffering from these symptoms her whole life and just being attributed to, they're very circumstantial. It could be migraines. It could be growing pains. Mm-hmm. It could be this or that. So they're often missed. So without finding the malformation, they can be pawned off as other things.
They can be misdiagnosed.
Yeah.
Is there information people can go on a web to find out about that specific?
The best place is through CSF, which is Chiari and Syringomyelia Foundation. So CSF.org.
Okay.
Or CSFinfo.org.
Is a
great one. The Ava's Avengers site is being built because we're going to be getting our 501c3.
Yes.
And that's going to really, I'm using my education background and working not only with doctors, but with some of my teacher friends. And we're going to be doing very rudimentary explanations so the kids who have it can understand what's going on inside their bodies. Mm-hmm. And so parents can understand it.
There we go.
That's them. Absolutely awesome group. Fantastic people. But a lot of it is it's industry speak. It's things that even if my wife hadn't worked in healthcare, I'd have been sitting there like, what? So we're making it very user-friendly for families.
Okay. And I understand we have a show coming up this Sunday.
We do.
For it.
There's a really fun holiday event, embracing the holiday spirit and just the fun spirit. Not everything in it is even going to be holiday related.
Okay.
Sometimes it's just fun.
That's
for the
good.
The holidays are fun for the sake of fun.
Right.
Doesn't matter what's going on. It's just fun with your family and friends. So we have awesome entertainers where there's comedians, magicians, some dancers, singers, a little bit of everything. Just to go and have fun with each other. It's at the Hard Rock on the Strip, not the one off the Strip, the one on the Strip where it's the third floor. Mm-hmm. And it's just going to be a great time. And the money towards that helps with Ava's Avengers, which when she comes out, we'll talk more about how we help other families and children with medical conditions.
You're helping more people as well, too.
Yeah, it's when you help.
Wow.
Ava's Avengers is about helping others. It's not a Chiari-based thing. It's about reaching out.
She's coming out. She's coming out. She's a superhero. What would your superhero name be, my dear Ava? This is Ava, everybody. Ava Wright.
Hi. You say hi?
Hi.
What superhero would you be if you had powers? What power you think would be the most fun to have?
You wanna fly? Speed.
Speed. Ooh, that is good. That was really good. Mm-hmm. Do you like our little Avenger collection here?
Yeah.
Did we do good today? Which one of these is your favorite here?
Captain America.
Captain America. He's a little bobblehead too. Isn't that fun? So actually, it's funny because we're doing
Ant-Man.
And Ant-Man. That's a fun. That's a fun movie, isn't it? That's a really fun one. I didn't know Paul Rudd could be an Ant-Man. That was fun. And it's fun. You know, actually, we're doing a DW this weekend. We're doing a superhero brunch as well. So people can dress like their favorite superhero character.
We'll be there.
So what time is your show Sunday?
Six.
You can come to DW before because that's at 10. And I'm going to be wearing Captain America's costume. Not my normal Wonder Woman costume I wore last year. We'll dress a little bit better. So Ava, tell me, why do you think superheroes are important? Why do you think you chose superheroes as the logo and the token of your Ava's Avengers?
Because I like helping people.
Yeah. That's a good reason.
I'm reliving Sesame Street with Kermit the Frog interviewing kids right now.
I do feel a little green today. That was the champagne from last night. Thank you very much. Uh-huh. Huh? Like a frog.
She's Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the Frog. Your hair looks fantastic. I like the curls.
Yes, beautiful
thank
job.
You.
Thank
Shout
you.
Shout out
the
to
hair.
Keely. Thank you for thank curling. You. What? You're so lovely. So tell me, one of the things when you're helping other people, have you come across any other kids your age that you've helped?
The little boy in New York, Alex, remember him? I'm getting shy.
Yeah, that's okay. So how old was Alex?
Alex is Ava's age.
Okay.
And this poor guy has, I believe he's had 5 or 6 of the same surgeries because mm-hmm. they started at a local hospital and have moved to some great hospitals down on Long Island, but has had a lot of complications with the procedures. And she, last summer when we were in New York, that's part of with Ava's Avengers, where we're able to help with raising money and awareness. She ran an obstacle course race to help raise awareness and support for Alex, since he's not able to at this point physically. So she ran with him and for him, and he was there in spirit. And she'll take on different kids and carry their mantle and run for them when they can't run.
One of the things you don't know about Andy, he's a big runner, marathoner. There's your event right there. The doors open at 5:30 at the Hard Rock. Tickets are $10. Before we wrap up today, we actually wanted to let you hold the Thor over here. And we wanted to present you and your dad with a check from House Seats to Ava's Avengers for $500.
What do you
for
say?
For more
Thank
kids
you.
To help and to help. You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome too. We love you. And we know you're doing great things. And we know you're going to help out a lot of people. Yeah. Look, there you are. Woo! Look at that. Look at you running Spartan races. How long was that?
That How was long? A mile.
It was a wow. Oh my gosh. You are super cool. You are super cool. Well, we'll be there on Sunday.
Yeah.
How's that?
Yeah, and just for that, the people ask about ticket prices, and we even try to carry a lot of this with the Presents shows. $10 isn't indicative of the level of show you're going to see. Mm-hmm. It's we want families to go. Yeah. We want you to bring your family. We don't want to charge $50 so that a family of 4 can't go.
Right.
We want to charge $10 so that kids can go and be entertained and hear these different people and meet these different entertainers. We also make it very approachable so that they can see beyond what's on the stage and meet these individuals who do care.
Yeah.
So that the $10 is, though it's going to a great cause, we make it affordable so that people can get out and experience, and they're not paying $150 like some of the ticket prices that are on the strip.
Right.
They're worthy of the $150,
exactly.
But not everyone can't bring 4 kids to a show that's $150 each. So.
Trust Andy, he cultivates the best talent. I mean, if the set list is indicative of that, which we're doing another show again on January 14th for reprising Jagged Little Pill. Oh, see, you're surrounded by your superheroes. That's a DC comic, right?
That's DC.
Okay, I'm learning.
Yes.
I'm learning. I love it. Well, thanks for coming on today, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Happy holidays to everybody. We will see you next week with
bye.
More surprises.
Say bye.
Have a good night. And thank you, Christina, for our cookies, our holiday cookies. We're going to break into them right now.
The rum balls.
The rum balls. Yes, thank you. You can't have one of those. Oh.